In 1776, the small town of Portsmouth, already some 150 years old, was a significant part of the international North Atlantic community, notable for its fishing industry, mass trade, and significant shipbuilding. Heavily English in terms of its culture, trade, architecture, and material life, the colonial town had slightly more than 4,000 predominantly white residents. It could easily have been mistaken for an English seaport of a similar size and prosperity. Revolutionary sentiment came early to this area when local citizens protested the Stamp Act in 1765. In November of 1774, patriots led by John Langdon and John Sullivan raided Fort William and Mary in nearby Newcastle, seizing the garrison's gunpowder. But after that episode, the seacoast was not directly involved as a battlefield in the Revolution. As the war began and independence was formally declared, citizens of Portsmouth were forced to make a choice. While the majority sided with the patriot cause, others remained loyal to the crown or were undecided. These choices often divided families and had significant personal, social, and economic consequences that varied individually and collectively. How, for example, did the war affect the area's African American and Native American communities, who were essentially excluded from the era's emphasis on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? This exhibition, in part, invites you to put yourself in Portsmouth in the years just before and after 1776. We move beyond the traditional focus of the Founding Fathers to consider things like the look of Portsmouth at the time, the local shipbuilding industry, consumer culture, and life on the home front. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, it is important to consider how the Revolutionary period has previously been commemorated. Achieving many of the goals of the American Revolution has always been a work in progress. What will the future think about the 250th anniversary in 2026, as we again must make some of the same choices that were in the balance in 1776? As you continue your tour of the house, you'll notice objects that relate to this exhibition have been highlighted with special labels. Look for them in many of the rooms on both floors.